The situation in Chechnya is growing more dangerous and more confusing. France, Britain, and the United States have called on President Yeltsin to forestall the Russian army's promised all-out assault to retake Grozny from separatist forces. Russia's National Security Chief, Alexander Lebed, is now in Chechnya, talking to both the Russian army and the rebels. NPR's Anne Garrels has the story of conflicting orders, an absent president, and an army in apparent revolt.
Tonight, the Chechen capital is covered by a pall of smoke and flames, and the all-out bombardment hasn't even happened yet. Russian attacks started this morning well before the military's deadline for residents to flee the city, and just before the arrival of National Security Chief Alexander Lebed, who's opposed efforts to oust the separatists by force. The Russian military in Chechnya, humiliated by the separatists' attack and subsequent fierce fighting, seems determined to use whatever it takes to crush the separatists. With warplanes screeching overhead and loud explosions, the Russian generals pressed ahead despite Lebed and despite the Minister of Defense. General Igor Rodionov said today he had not authorized the attacks. He said the commander in Chechnya had acted incorrectly and had been reprimanded for overstepping his authority. But these seem mild words for such apparent insubordination. Nothing quite adds up. National Security Advisor Lebed only arrived in Chechnya tonight for talks with generals and the rebels long after the crisis seemed to have got out of control. He told reporters the military threat to bombard Grozny was a bad joke. Asked if he could stop it, he said he would make sure tomorrow was quiet. The apparent defiance of the military and the absence of President Yeltsin has raised alarm bells in the Russian press and disgust from his former supporters. The Kremlin insists President Yeltsin is merely on a two-day vacation and will be back in the Kremlin tomorrow. If true, Sergei Kovalyov, the president's former human rights commissioner, says this is a monstrous act of irresponsibility. Kovalyov, who's recovering from a severe heart attack, looked frail today as he called on President Yeltsin to honor his campaign pledge to stop the war. Kovalyov said if Yeltsin is indeed ill, as has been speculated, his prime minister should take over in line with the Constitution. But Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin has been silent on Chechnya. So, too, has the president's chief of staff, Anatoly Chubais. This is particularly curious given Lebed's charges that the president's office has been issuing decrees in the president's name without his knowledge. In an effort to make sense of all this confusion, Russian analysts have come up with any number of scenarios. Some suggest the apparent disarray is part of a complex intrigue in which rivals are trying to undermine Lebed. As one leading newspaper put it, someone has initiated a devilish plan to remove Lebed from the political arena. But others speculate Lebed and the army are involved in a devilish plan of their own, playing good cop, bad cop to break the Chechen resistance. Whether from power plays, a power vacuum, or high-stakes brinksmanship, the victims are the civilians trapped in Grozny. Those who tried to escape yesterday were caught in Russian fire. Today, with artillery shells, rockets, and bombs, and worse promised, the flood of refugees dwindled to a trickle. Aid workers estimate more than 100,000 are still in the city, hiding in basements, waiting for the military's all-out assault. I'm Anne Garrels in Moscow.